This is the baseline brief for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. I'm the voice of the baseline, the fact-check desk that measures political claims against the empirical record. No outrage, no spin, no team to root for. Every verdict we publish shows its work, the claim, the evidence, and the sources, all in one frame. Here's the record this week. First, you have heard, everywhere, that Congress just passed a war powers resolution for the first time in history. Our verdict, missing context. Congress actually passed war powers resolutions twice before, Yemen in 2019, Iran in 2020, and President Trump vetoed both. What is genuinely new this time is the form. The June measure is a concurrent resolution, passed 215-208 in the House and 50-48 in the Senate. It never goes to the president's desk, which means it cannot be vetoed. That's the real first, narrower than the headlines, but arguably more important. Second, the claim that violent crime in America is at record highs. Verdict, false. The FBI's own preliminary data for 2025 shows the opposite. Violent crime down 9.3%, murder down 18.1%, the steepest one-year drop since national record-keeping began in 1937. If the numbers hold, the murder rate lands at about 4.1 per 100,000, the lowest ever recorded. Not a record high, a record low. Third, tariffs. The standing claim is that foreign countries pay them, not Americans. Verdict, false. At the border, tariffs are paid by U.S. importers. That's just how customs works. And on who ultimately eats the cost, the studies agree. Economists at the New York Fed in Columbia put roughly 90% of it on American firms and consumers. The Congressional Budget Office says about 95%. There is no mechanism that sends the bill to a foreign government. Fourth, interest on the national debt now costs more than the entire defense budget. Verdict, true. CBO's final tally for fiscal 2025, $970 billion in net interest against $859 billion for national defense. Interest is now the government's third largest expense, behind only Social Security and Medicare. Fifth, the perennial claim that foreign aid is a quarter of all federal spending. Verdict, false. It's about $60 billion out of a $7 trillion budget, under 1%. Surveys show Americans guess 25%. The real number is 1/25 of that guess. And sixth, you may have seen that the House just passed the Kids Online Safety Act. Verdict, missing context. The House passed a 14-bill package, 267-117, that does include a version of COSA, but with the duty of care provision stripped out. That's the legal standard that would let regulators hold platforms accountable for algorithmic harm to kids, and its removal is exactly what the coming Senate fight is about. That's the record. Six claims, six verdicts, every source cited and linked at our site, the hyphenated address, thebaselineapp.versal.app, where you can read every check, browse the trackers, and see the receipts for yourself. We don't ask you to trust us. We ask you to check us. The Baseline Brief is produced by the Baseline Editorial Desk. Nonpartisan in method, transparent in funding, and allergic to spin. New episodes as the record grows. Thanks for listening, and keep your baseline steady.